Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everybody,
hiya, how's
welcome
it
back.
Happy Wednesday.
We're back with our two favourite boys.
Bathroom, and we've got males in here today.
Well, hey,
it's
hang on.
Jamie and Francis.
Introduce yourselves.
Hey, firstly, screw you ladies. Francis is not one of your favourites. I am obviously the favourite.
We don't have favourites. We love you both equally. You're like our children. We can't.
If they weren't going to have favourites, I mean...
It wouldn't be you. It would not be you. You would not
be
the favourite.
Well, let them speak for themselves.
All right. Go, girls. Who do you think?
Honestly.
Based on the cap, well, I prefer Francis's cap today. But Jamie, I like your red microphone. So for that reason, I'm kind of split, to be honest.
Yeah. Jamie's red microphone is really popular with like 11-year-old girls.
What?
On YouTube.
What? What, my...
What, recording their covers?
Becoming a recurring joke.
Yeah, exactly. Taylor Swift covers. Romeo, take me.
But thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming back into the girls' bathroom. We're very excited to have you here.
Thanks, yeah, guys.
It's great to be here.
It's great to be here. Francis, you went on it last time.
Oh, my God,
no,
Francis, you weren't.
No,
last time.
This is my debut.
Are you aware of what, like, girls do in the girls' bathroom, Francis?
They use the
toilet
facilities.
Obviously.
They use the facilities. Yeah,
but it's a
and
place
the, and
where
they gossip.
And cry.
Why don't boys do the same things that girls do in the boys' bathroom?
Yeah, why don't boys migrate?
Like, because for girls, it's like, let's go to the bathroom, and we all go, and we... Why don't boys do that?
Why would boys go and migrate?
We stay at the table with a cigar.
Well, true, because whilst we're in the bathroom, you get your table, don't you?
No, yeah. We have urinals in the boys' room.
True.
Urinals.
It's way
more intimate. Don't you all just, like, stand there and, like, look at each other's willies and just, like, we and just, like, oh,
Jamie does.
No, I don't.
But like, aren't there mirrors in there? Like, you're checking yourself out, like, put a bit of gel in your hair. I don't know
what
you're doing.
What the hell do you think we're doing? We're not going in there and doing
clipping
that.
Clipping your nails and...
What the hell?
Clip the heels.
I tell you what the worst is for boys' bathrooms, right? And it's mainly when you go to, like, a sporting event. So you'll go to, like, a rugby match, you go to a football match, whatever it is, and you walk into... Firstly, there's a queue going into the toilets.
Right.
And in the guys' toilets, you basically have a big, long, well, it looks like a trough, right? It's like a big, long urinal tray. And you probably have about 40 blokes all in a line. There's people standing behind you. And you get something called stage fright. It's the worst thing in the world. So you go, you get your willy out, and you're standing there. First you're standing there peeing, and the people next to you are peeing into the thing, and it's spraying onto your hand. You can feel it spraying. You can feel it, so you're like, this is gross. And then you've got someone breathing down your neck, and you can't pee. So you stand there for about 30 seconds, and you can't pee. And then you just go, done. Oh, that's me done. and then you walk out. I remember once, this is no one ever lie, I had stage fright so bad, and I was like trying to force out. Instead of peeing, I farted.
I can actually relate to the stage fright thing, because I was trying to wee in the sea.
Oh, yeah. Chintzia can't wee
so difficult
in the sea.
And it's so
you
mental.
You find it difficult,
like,
to wee in the sea?
Wee in the sea. I just could not release the, like...
She
I
has
just,
to be, like, sat on a toilet
I
in order to
I needed a wee.
Wee
so bad. Like, it physically hurt. I physically could not release it.
It's because it's a vacuum.
It's a vacuum.
But we figured it out. She sat on a float, what and that gave her the sensation of being sat on the toilet.
Up to your chest when you're floating in the sea. Mm. So, ladies, if you're ever struggling with that, just bring your knees to your chest.
I used to. Awesome. I used to as a kid. I used to when I used to go take a number two.
Right.
I used to go in and squat. So I put my 2 feet on the loo seat and squat over the loo. I used to do that. And I did it all the time.
Insane.
And then one time...
Why? What if you couldn't angle it right?
That's actually the ideal way to for your bowel to be emptied.
Really?
And actually, they say if you're constipated, that's the way to cure. And actually, people are constipated because they sit down on the loo in Western culture. But if you go to Africa, they all squat in the... squat to poo.
Well, I didn't know any of that, but I used to do it. And then this one time I was doing it and my cousin and my dad walked into the bathroom and they were like, "What are you doing?" And I was actually like, "Nothing."
You slipped off the seat.
I was like, "Nothing."
Slipped handfuls into the poo.
I slipped, yeah. Well, I slipped. No,
I mean, isn't it quite dangerous? Is it quite hard to balance up there?
Well, I don't do it like now that I'm 24 years old. I did it when I was
Cuban heels.
Slip the heels off, hop on the toilet.
Slip the heels off.
Leather jacket still round the shoulder for warmth.
Slip the heels off.
Yeah, if you missed anything, guys, Jamie wears Cuban heels on a daily basis.
We spoke about this on Private Parts, so go and listen to that. And something else we spoke about on Private Parts briefly was PDA, and that is our question of the week.
It is, actually.
So
our question of the
week. We sing question of the week. So everyone sing question of the week.
Question of the week. Okay, so question of the week is just like PDA, yay or nay.
Okay.
First of all, Jamie and Francis, PDA, yay or nay?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so, but where is the public place?
Let's say we're literally in a supermarket.
Yeah.
Like something very normal. And your girlfriend is like, oh, God.
Are you
give
like
me a
holding
kiss.
Hands, kissing?
Yeah.
You're on the meat aisle.
The meat aisle.
So it's a bit cold.
Bit cold, yeah.
You know, there's fridges. Okay. So maybe, you know, you need a bit of touch to just warm up.
A bit nippy.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Are we fans of PDA or not?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what kind of level of PDA you're talking about. I mean, is it just a kiss?
I mean, there are levels, aren't there? Because extreme PDA is.
I would say that I'm quite into PDA.
As long as there aren't children.
What's your cutoff?
what's my cutoff? I'm a hugger. I'm a kisser. I'm a holder hander. I don't mind PDA because I kind of think like if you're in a relationship where you fancy someone and you want to show them that kind of love, I don't mind that. Snogging in the street, no.
That's where I draw the line too. Like holding hands, I'm all for. Like, you know, this and that, I'm all for.
Yeah,
but
oh my God,
snogging in public, no, I can't do that.
Okay.
So,
yeah, wait, hang on just quickly then. Would you ever go to like one of those like parties where everyone then has sex around the place? Would you ever go to one of those things?
Oh my God.
No, there's a club like that in London, right?
Is there?
My friend's been. You can like, you go in, you like walk down the stairs, and then he walked in, there was all people having sex. He was like, "Where the fuck am I?" And he left.
You're joking.
I don't know what it was called.
Francis,
do you know where it is?
Francis is
awkwardly quiet.
No. I was trying to think
I think I was there last week.
Yeah, do you know the name?
I don't know.
Surely because of Corona, they're not doing that.
Yeah, I think it's called Torture Gardens, isn't that right? It's called Torture
That's
Gardens.
That's not a club, that's like a...
Torture.
Oh, there we go, expert over there. What is it, Francis? What is it?
I'm actually a member.
I've never been. I've been invited to it, but it's... I think that's like a night, like a sex... party or something.
Oh.
Wow.
Anyway, so PDA. Okay, so we did a poll.
Yeah, okay, so
we did yay or nay.
Yay or nay. Okay, so it was 39% yay, but like surprisingly 61% said nay.
Also, most people said no.
To PDA. 61%
to PDA.
61% said nay. We've got...
I think that's a lie. I think they're trying to be cool. I don't think...
Really?
Yeah, because I think being like PDA is like a nice thing. It's a good
it's
thing.
It's like... I think it's a nice, normal thing
it's
to show
public
affection.
It's a display of affection.
Affection is
obviously
normal.
Obviously, you don't want to make everyone jealous, right?
Yeah. You don't want to make people around you feel awkward.
No,
like, if
but
you
like,
go too... Like,
there's a nice level of it.
Yeah.
So to just say no... It's like a bit.
No,
you know.
So you can't do any groping. That's not.
That's too far, Francis.
Groping? No, you can't do groping. What about? Okay, what about at night time when this is not? But spooning and stuff like that. Are you a complete spooner at night? Do you hold on for dear life all night?
I want to hold on for dear life.
No, I need. I like to spoon. I can be big spoon or little spoon. But then when I actually need to go to sleep, like I need my space. Like yeah. Get off me. See, like I need space.
Different room.
I can't like have you on me whilst I'm trying to sleep. Like I will literally be like, okay, get off now. Like I need to sleep.
Interesting.
No, unless I'm like fine. Passed out drunk, then I'll be like, but yeah. Otherwise.
Okay, but Tinsia, what are you? What are you? You're all over it.
I'm like, yeah, just absolutely cuddle me. Absolutely. All night. Don't let go. Do you know? That's how I am.
Psycho. Lydia, don't let go. Yeah. Don't let go. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, so the first dilemma relating to PDA. So this girl's saying, how do I tell my boyfriend that I don't like PDA? So this is interesting. Mm-hmm. So my dilemma, I met my boyfriend on Bumble earlier this year and have been inseparable ever since. We have been together for around 5 months now. We were seeing each other for about 3 before dating and have been in an official relationship for almost 2 months. He is 27, I'm 23. He's the cutest and sweetest person and the best man I've ever met. He's so good to me. I adore him. Everything is so great. But there's something that is kind of bugging me. He is very affectionate and touchy in public. He is always wanting to hold my hand in public, even when I subtly pull it away. He grabs it straight back again. He is always touching me in some way, mostly hand on my back, arm around me or hugging. When we are sitting, he is always touching my leg or holding me in some way. He even kisses me in public in front of loads of people, including strangers and people we know, even his family. It's only a peck, but I find it kind of embarrassing and uncomfortable.
Embarrassing.
I've always thought couples that do PDA are a bit over the top and cringy. He is also affectionate like this in private, so it's not like he's doing this to mark his territory. I know he's doing it in a sweet way, but we were looking up our love languages the other day, and his main one is physical touch, so it makes a lot of sense. My question is, how do I tell him that I don't like PDA and that it makes me uncomfortable?
Okay, Francis, you want to take this one to begin with?
Take the reins.
Well, I mean, I guess you just say that.
I know,
but
right?
But what if he gets offended?
Because his love language is affection.
Yeah, how I do mean, you I, say how do you it, say in a nice way, stop touching me in public?
Like,
how do
I
you
don't
say
like
that?
It.
I don't think you need to be, I don't think you need to mollycoddle him. I think the best way to have a relationship is to communicate, right?
So you just... Mm-hmm. I'd say she needs to be honest, communicate.
Yeah.
But the problem is, though, is he going to understand? Like, he wants to kiss on
him. If he's a PDA kind of guy.
Do you know what I mean? Because he loves that. Like, if that's how he is, how is he going to switch that off?
Because he might take offense because he might think, like, oh, are you embarrassed of me?
Yeah,
like, do you not want to be seen, like...
Yeah.
Holding my hand.
Then he needs to sort of grow.
Then he needs to man the hell up. That's what I think. Like, with guys, I think, you know, guys are very sensitive and they have,
feelings.
Guys have feelings. Guys are actually, I think guys a lot of the time are a bit more sensitive than girls. Did you say nah? Did you just go nah? I think they are sometimes. And
I think they can be.
They definitely can be. And I think it's important. But for a guy that, like, if your partner, whoever you're dating, it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a guy, right? They should just definitely 100% just be straight up with whatever you're doing. Because if you don't like PDA, just be like, yeah, I don't like PDA. Do you know?
PDA.
I don't know if I would say that though to someone.
The thing is, she says she doesn't even like it when he's got his hand on her back. Like, to me, that's like
that's sweet.
That's sweet, and I think she's quite an extreme level of like not
wanting
any touch.
Really? What?
Yeah, she said, like, even holding hands, she'll bat it away. She
said, I'll bat it away.
That's
extreme. That sounds like she's not interested in him.
It sounds a bit odd, doesn't it?
Maybe she needs to come to terms more with, like, holding hands.
Because she says it makes her embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, that means that she's not that into him, right?
Yeah, because
I would think
so.
I don't know.
I don't know. Clearly, that's just how she is. Like, she's just not a PDA kind of girl.
Or she's just not that into him.
Everyone's just going to have the same thing. Or she's just not that into him. No,
or she just doesn't really care.
I think it's more that obviously... Maybe she just doesn't like that whole kind of attitude. And if you don't like that whole kind of attitude, the problem is that I remember I dated a girl once and she always wanted to hug me. And I was like, oh, God, just get off me. And as soon as you get that ick that we were talking about in our podcast, where does that ick come from?
Because that's how I felt with my ex. I was like, oh, like, get off. Like, he was so, like, affectionate all the time. And it got to the point where I was like, oh my God, like, stop.
Exhausted.
So that was a sign for me, like, hello. So maybe this girl's actually not
maybe
that into
him. Maybe it's a sign. But it's still the early stages. So you said they've been, like, official for 2 months.
But yeah, where does the ick, how do you just get
how
the ick?
How does the ick, because once the ick arrives, it never goes away.
It never goes away.
You can't get rid of it.
No.
It comes from him over pursuing you, right? In physical terms and in sort of emotional
terms.
Yeah,
I guess.
But sometimes they can just do... Have you watched
they
those TikToks?
They just do something that,
like,
gives it to you. Like, oh God.
No, what were the things on those TikToks?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen those TikToks where it's like when you imagine him laying his clothes out for the next day?
Wait.
Or like when you imagine him... It's like imagining scenarios that give you the ick.
And you're literally picturing it and you're like, ew.
But then this goes back to the same thing that we spoke about in our podcast. But what would give you guys the ick? What would it be that's like you just really just...
I don't know. Just like trying too hard.
I think for me, like, giving the ick, like, if you're very, like, awkward and, like, it, like...
What? Yeah, you're just not... I don't
Francis.
Know.
No, not Francis.
No.
No, just, like, I don't know. That would make me be, like,
I think
like,
it's
chill
so
out,
hard
like,
to
relax.
Pinpoint because
what
it's
about,
just, like,
what
their
weighing,
personality is.
What about weighing their food? If they had to weigh their food and then...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, some people do that. Yeah. That, I... I can't stand people who weigh their food and do it that way.
Unless you're baking me a cake, you do not need to be
weighing
food.
Unless you're
weighing
the flour to bake for your fucking cake. picturing them, weighing out the chicken breasts. And then taking a bit off because it went over by a little bit.
Calorie counting that way is just
or
not
one
legit.
Was like when he's like trying thing on in the fitting room, like trying clothes. Oh yeah, we've seen so
like
many.
Checking himself out.
What do you mean?
Oh, Jamie does that.
What do you mean? I do that.
Your face.
It was just like your
mirror face. Jamie, do your mirror face
when you're this like raise the eyebrows.
This is what I do when I'm trying on clothes. Okay, I'll show you. Here you go. So I'll go. I'll do this. I'll look in there and I'll go.
Okay, he like squinted. I was like tugged on the clothing. Yeah. Like, just how does this fit?
Yeah, how gross is that?
Oh, yeah, that funny. Is pretty gross. Like, if you were just starting to get to know a guy and then you witness that, you'd be like, oh. Right?
But once you've got it, it will never go away.
It's really.
And then like some things that they would do before, which would never bother you. All of a sudden you're like, oh my fucking God, that is
everything. I dated a girl once, and we were filming out in
just once.
We were filming out in Vegas, and I was kind of getting towards that place where I was getting the ick, and I was like, oh, right.
Was that Frankie?
No, it wasn't Frankie. No. And I was on a flight coming back from Vegas, and she was like lying on me, and I was like, God, I'm so angry, I really don't want her to lie on me. And she turned to me and said, I can't wait to make out with you. And I shuddered. I was like, oh my
God.
And that's when you automatically know that you have the ick. I was like,
shuddered.
I shuddered. I was like, oh my God. I can't think of, and I'd rather this plane crash to the ground than we made out. I just don't want any of it. Oh, get out of here.
And the word make out as well.
Yeah, make out.
What do
we say? Do we say we hooked up? What? How does it?
Yeah. I say hooked up.
We kissed. Do you say we kissed?
Fooled around.
Canoodling.
Canoodling.
We love it.
Fooled around. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, now we know how we all feel about PDA. Yeah. So.
I think it's fine.
I think it's cool.
Let's move on to another dilemma. This one's kind of crazy.
Okay.
I have accidentally been sleeping with my ex-boyfriend's brother.
Accidentally. Okay. Firstly, accidentally. I don't know how she didn't know, but...
So, me and my ex-boyfriend of 3 years broke up over a year ago. The relationship didn't end very well, but that's the story for another day. He has an older brother, which I'd only met once in the first few weeks of me being with my ex. His brother moved to Thailand, originally only for a year, but then stayed out there for longer.
I'd be present when they spoke over the phone sometimes, but for the entire time I was with my ex, I'd only seen his brother once.
Okay.
Oh my
Fast forward to January this year, I had now been single for a few months and was out with the girls for New Year's Eve. I got chatting to a guy, he was so lovely, and we shared a very innocent kiss when midnight struck.
Little snog.
I gave him my number, then we went our separate ways. I wasn't expecting to hear from him again, but then he texted me. We texted after a few weeks and we're getting on really well. We ended up sleeping together late February. Then lockdown happened, and so we put a pause on things.
Yep, yep.
But when lockdown was lifted, we started texting and meeting up again. By this point, we'd now slept together quite a few times. Ooh. Last week, he was talking more about his family and then showed me a photo of them. There on the photo was my ex-boyfriend. I could not believe my eyes. I did not know what to say or what to do. I froze and kind of just changed the subject and didn't say anything. I still haven't told him that I am his younger brother's ex. And to be honest, I don't really know how. I know if my ex found out, he'd be furious, and I don't want to risk ruining their family relationship. Now I know that he's my ex-boyfriend's brother, it changes everything. What do I do?
I mean, did they not look similar?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah,
was it not like, what's your last name?
What's your last name?
Like, oh, that's my ex's last name.
Wow, that's what a coincidence that is.
What a coinkyding. Oh my gosh.
This seems like a rather elaborate way to basically say, look, I talked about it on the Girls' Bathroom podcast. It's true, I didn't know.
How do you not know?
But also, why would you want to? I think we spoke about something similar to this the other day, didn't we, Jamie, with someone on our podcast? I don't know, was that on the podcast?
Yeah, we did. We spoke about it the other day.
But basically, I think you can't have a future with that person, right?
Imagine going
to fucking like Christmas at their
Christmas. Hi. I've slept with your uncle.
How weird is this? So
your uncle,
a friend.
If they had kids, it would be like, God, so mum slept with my dad and my uncle.
Yeah, that would be that way. Yeah. Oh my God,
so your ex-boyfriend is now your brother-in-law, and you've slept with him.
And also, there would be tension, and both of them would be jealous.
It would be
right?
so weird.
So my friend told me the other day, right, that a good friend of mine, his friend that he knows, who's a girl, she didn't know who her dad was. Never met her dad for years. Never really met him, but knew he existed, etc., etc.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, I must have a dad somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, she then started dating a guy. Guy was her age, all this kind of stuff. So yeah, like that. Dating this guy. Okay. Anyway, the dad then got in touch with his daughter. Said, I'm your dad. Okay. I'm sorry that I wasn't there. All this kind of stuff. I really want to be in your life. I want to be your father. She was like, great, fantastic. So he was living in America. He flew to England and met her, met the boyfriend, and met the boyfriend's mum. And then the dad and the mum started dating, and now they're all getting married. How hectic is that?
Oh my God.
So she's getting married. She's getting married, and the parents are getting married.
So wait, does that
so
mean
she's
going to
be married to her stepbrother? Yeah, she's going to be married to her stepbrother.
Oh my God.
The dad, not only was he not there for most of her life, then really fucked up even more.
Is that weird, actually, in terms of like stepbrother, sister? I mean, I think that probably happens quite a lot, right?
It happens all the time with like, I saw something and it was like she fell in love with her adoptive brother. So yes, he was adopted, but you're still technically brothers and they fell in love and then had a relationship.
Blood brother, like,
no. Also, wait, hang on a second. How does that start?
In it, like how
in
does
the
that
household,
begin?
Like you're both calling the same people,
like, who
mum
makes
and dad?
The first move? Well, how do you go?
Have you seen Cruel Intentions?
No.
Yeah.
You've never seen Cruel Intentions?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Should we have?
What is it?
Yeah.
Ladies, you're in for a treat.
It's a classic.
You're in for a treat.
Is it a film?
It's a film. You're going to love it.
A 90s classic.
Okay. Have you seen Letters to Juliet? Because that's a classic. But
no. Is that good?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's fantastic. Like, yeah. Okay. That is fantastic.
It's a glorious rom-com.
That is a fantastic
story. It is.
Okay. And you know what
really
they do?
Good.
You go to Verona, you write a letter to Juliet, and then Juliet replies. And it's like you send in like your love dilemmas to Juliet.
We're going
to
go.
And it's like Juliet's balcony.
Wait, it's a real... I thought it was a movie.
Yeah, it is a movie, but like it's a real thing as well.
Juliet's Balcony.
Well, sorry to burst your bubble, ladies. Cruel Intentions is about a guy who shags a sister. It's high end. It's,
yeah. Oh, no, he doesn't. That's
he
not
doesn't.
What it's about.
He wants to though. He really wants.
That, that's the,
there's a
he
bet.
Fancies
no,
his sister.
There's a bet, Jamie. Yeah.
I was joking. Obviously, it's not about a guy who wants to shag a sister. They're not even sisters. They're not even siblings. They're step-sister siblings. But it's a very, very good movie.
You've got to watch it. It's great.
Okay. But we will.
But I was going to say something. Going back to think, if you're your adopted brother or sister, yeah, how does that moment again? Do you have like you're a bit drunk and you're suddenly in a room and you go like, oh,
yeah.
How does
it
that?
It must be liquid courage must come into it.
Maybe they're just like there's that sexual tension because they know that they're not they know that they're not related. So they're like, well, we're just fake brother and sister.
Ew. Out of all the tensions there could be, why would it be sexual? Why?
Because they're not related, right?
But so they think it's naughty.
But like they have the same parents.
It's taboo.
The same people.
I just think in those situations, like, is there really no one else?
There was a guy at Radley who got with his stepsister.
What, are you talking about me? Yeah. Is it possible? Jamie. I think it was my stepsister. I don't even have a stepsister.
Don't you?
But also, I find that conversation...
Sister. Sorry, sister.
I find that so funny what they would have said, because one of them would have gone, oh, they would have been drunk. They would have gone, ha, imagine if we hooked up. And then suddenly be like, there'd been a pause, and be like, yeah, imagine.
But imagine the parents finding out. Like, how would you even react to that? No. So you're two like children,
or so everyone weird. Was having sex with the adopted.
Oh my god!
that would be full on. That wouldn't be right.
So back to our dilemma: she needs to break up with this ex with the brother.
Yeah. So she needs.
But does
to
she
do
say like,
this?
"Oh, I'm breaking up because I'm actually your ex," or does she just not mention
needs
it?
She needs to just break up and not cause. I think it would be the smart thing to do is just not say anything and just say, "Look, this is not working out.
It?
I can't explain why, but
no,
you know,
but because what happens if the guy really likes her?
Well, that's tough luck, right? It's you know, it's not.
It just can't work.
It's not going to work.
There's no future.
Why would you want?
Sorry, I had sex with your brother.
So why would you want to bake in drama to your future?
Very true.
It's just there's no future for it.
All right, sensible Frances. Okay, fine, fair enough. All right.
Okay. She could just ghost him. She could just ghost him. Mind you, if it's kind of.
I mean, I thought it was quite casual anyway.
Yeah.
How do you ghost him in this? Like, the brother's going to know her on Instagram. I mean, like, what is
in
like?
It? But like, what if the older brother's like, "Oh, I've just been broken up with today," and the younger brother's like, "Oh, show me a pic."
Yeah, and it's like, oh,
so they've got to fucking find out.
Yeah, but then
anyway.
He'd actually take it better than if they were still going
that's
out.
That's true.
Because it's like, oh, she broke up with me. It's like, oh well, yeah, she broke up
well,
with me
thank
too.
Well, thank God, she
very
did.
True.
Yeah,
and a lesson for us all before we get entangled with anyone.
Yeah, you and me both, brother.
Join the club. Right. Always do your research on your new.
Seriously.
Really?
Well, yeah, you never know.
We never know now.
It's a bit. I mean, I don't think that's a rule. Like, how often does that really happen? Like, oh yeah, well, I've got to do my research because you might be the,
the
brother or
sister
of my ex.
Scary.
Always do your research.
I think so. A good little stalk never hurt nobody, right?
Hey,
true.
You preach it, sister.
Boys stalk girls in the same way that girls
so say
stalk boys.
You started talking to a girl.
No, because I wouldn't want to accidentally let slip that I knew something that she had, you know what I mean? I prefer
like
to
you
just
knew
what
her
you didn't want to like be like, oh, I saw when you were
and
in
also
Jamaica
I'd rather someone
I'd
rather get to know someone in person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, get out of town, Frances.
Very
so
you would
Frances. You wouldn't
no,
stalk at all.
I'm not saying I haven't done it in the past, but I've stopped doing it, you know, when I realised actually this is just weird.
Yeah.
I do think stalking isn't that bad. I think that's okay. If you fancy someone and like them and you
well,
want to
do them with stalker, like, that's
I'm not a stalker. Like I'm not a stalker. No, I'm not. I'm not a stalker anyway, but I think definitely I would have a little like
yeah, you'd have a browse.
Yeah,
you?
You'd have a browse, and you'd search them out, and then be like, yeah, and be like, if you were going and dating someone, 100%, you would do that. That's not the weird thing is when you really fancy someone, and you've seen all their pictures before, and you know what bikini they wore like 2 years ago. Then you meet them, and
yeah,
you're just like, hey, I'm Jamie, and they're like,
hi. Hey, why do you wear that polka dot bikini?
You know that one you wore in 2018 in July when you were in the Mafari Coast?
Mafari.
Mafari. You know that really zoomed in picture that you had on the Mafari Coast?
The crotch shot.
Yeah, to all the To all of you lovely listeners, yeah, Sophia has a crotch shot on her. You do. She has a crotch shot.
No, I do. I mean, she does. There's no denying it now.
There's no denying it now. Everyone's seen it.
It was
a bikini. It's cool.
It's a fantastic artistic shot.
It was artistic.
It looked phenomenal on your Instagram feed.
It did wonders for the feed. It worked well.
Did it get a lot of likes?
Yeah, how many likes did it get?
I don't know.
Let's check.
Can I ask?
I'm saying more than 30,000.
No.
Oh, really?
Can I ask us, what is your ratio between guys to girls?
Oh, yeah, 35.
Oh, it's like a solid...
Oh, mine's like 95% female.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I don't mind posting pics. It's literally girls.
No creeps.
Do you not get... You have no creeps whatsoever? You must get a few, right?
Oh, we get lots of sugar daddy offers in our DMs. Mm.
Oh, really?
Really?
Kind of scary.
I will send you 5K a day.
Really?
Ooh, yeah.
For what?
I don't know, to be a sugar baby. I don't know, what do sugar babies do?
I think that's, he's not just going to send you 5 grand. I think there's something you're expecting in return. Yes.
You don't just reply like,
some sexual favours that need to be had.
My girlfriend got the other day a DM from this guy who was masturbating. I mean, that was, that's...
Oh, my God.
A DM, yeah.
My girlfriend got a message during the lockdown from someone saying that an agency wanted to buy one of her eggs for £50,000.
Are you...
Wow.
You consider it. You go,
yeah, for 50K.
You think about it.
Yeah, you would 100% think about it.
You ponder the thought.
And lockdown.
The girl who got in touch had done it herself 11 times.
What? So yeah. she'd sold each time it was 50K. Yeah.
So she'd made like $500,000.
Wow.
That's so much money. That's so much money from selling your
eggs. Oh, my God.
I'd be looking out for that DM next week.
Yeah. Hey, so get in touch if you want to buy my eggs.
My God. How do you extract them? You have to go to the hospital, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. You do it.
Anywho.
Yeah, you just... You go
on
to
tweezers.
Yeah, tweezers. You sit on it. You sit on one of those bodyboards in the water, and you try and pee, and that's how you get it out.
Just collect them in a water bottle,
right?
A water bottle, like tadpoles going. What the hell is that? There's your water bucket. What do you mean? Just get them in there. Oh my
Float
god!
Through.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project. There's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Baby. He wants to wait till marriage. Your girl needs help. ... Very dramatic. Okay, so I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 6 months now, and he's 1,000% my husband. And I'm so sure he's the one. I'm so in love with him, and we both speak about marriage all the time. We're both super young. I'm 21. That is young.
That is young.
But we both want to get married fairly young anyway. So at the start of our relationship, and while we weren't official yet, we were having sex a lot. And we're both Christian, but him so more than me. And I feel like us having sex is okay, as we are both committed to each other. And I think it's such an important part of a relationship. Mm-hmm. However, recently he has said to me we should stop having sex and wait until we're married because we are meant to be Christians, and talks about how magical it'll be if we wait. But we've already done it, so it's like, what's going to change? And I'm really struggling without it. I know it's not that important, but I feel like it's a form of showing each other love.
I'm sorry.
And I can't help but... I can't help...
You can't
help
do that.
Attracted
you can't
him
go back.
Because we're not...
You can't go back.
That.
Hey, listen, in the eyes of God, I think this is bad.
Wait, what did she say?
Maybe God didn't see all that stuff before.
Yeah. Jesus and Mary didn't see.
What did she say at the end?
No, she's saying that she's not feeling attracted to him because they're not having sex. She's saying, what
I'm
are your
sorry,
opinions?
You can't go back. You can't.
Let's not do that anymore.
You can't, once you've had sex, you can't suddenly decide, okay, we're not having sex until we get married.
No, but you can be like a born-again virgin. Like people do that.
But not partway through a relationship,
yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, you can't do that partway through a relationship.
Do people do born-again, become a born-again virgin?
Yeah, they do. Born-again virgin, yes, you can.
Yeah,
you can,
so you I could declare now,
celibacy.
Okay, I'm going to be celibate, I'm now a born-again virgin, like,
yeah,
until
but it's
marriage.
Like one of those things that isn't actually true.
Whoa, yeah. Look at you digging in those born again France. Yeah, what the hell? I think there are two things here. I think that, yeah, I think it's a weird choice from the guy because obviously they've done it before. But yeah.
And he was sleeping with her before they were even official. So, yeah. Like, you weren't very Christian back then. Robert.
Yeah, so unless he's getting it somewhere else, which he might be.
Oh,
interesting thought, Jamie.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Or the other thing, if you love him that much and you appreciate him that much, there are other ways to satisfy yourself.
True.
Yeah, very true.
Yes, like,
but she's
like,
only
like
21.
What, Jamie? Subwoofers.
Some subwoofers.
Absolutely.
Some subwoofers
suggest.
In there.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I think, but also at the same time, she's 21 years old. That's very young to make sure that you want to marry someone. I think go and
very.
Really live life. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah. That's what the 20s are for, right?
Can I ask you, ladies, how
We've
old are you girls
now?
We've
come to realise that.
22.
22.
Oh, my Lord, you guys.
I'm 23 in, like, 2 weeks.
I just turned 22.
Really?
Not just, in July. It's September. I'm still saying just.
Like, it's my birthday soon, huh?
It's your birthday in, like, 2 weeks.
Literally 25th of September.
So she's too young. I mean, and also, like, she's saying, like, I know we're going to get married. Like, you don't know that?
Like, I thought I was going to marry my ex. Do you know what I mean?
And also, I don't think you don't want to put all of your eggs into one basket straight away. You kind of want to, like, live life and have fun.
And date and play the field.
Yeah. Speaking of, you've been in one for 4 years.
I know.
That's not playing the field.
Wait, so you met
when you're playing the field now.
You met when you were 17?
Yeah, just turning 18.
How old was he?
48.
He's 4 years. Well, it's kind of funny because he's 4 years older than me. So he was the age I am now when we met.
That's, thinking about that, that's actually insane.
Kind of creepy, actually. Like, I was only 18.
Not creepy at all. It's not creepy. I dated someone who was 19 when I was 30. It's not bad, is it? Okay, quiet in the room right there. Hey, whoa.
But yeah, 20s are for playing the field. So I feel like she needs to...
But she's in love with him. She's so set. She says, I'm so in love with him. He is definitely my husband.
Well, then
she
should stick it out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Or you should talk to him about it. Like, where has this come from? Like, why has this changed? Like,
yeah, like really try and understand.
Yeah, do you
get
really
to the
think
bottom
you can pull
of it.
The wool over God's eyes.
He sees everything, David. Yeah,
he sees everything. He sees everything. All.
Oh, bless her. No, she needs to sit down, have a conversation.
Imagine if you were in a relationship and then
I don't know what I do.
The guy or the girl said, like, okay, well, I want to be celibate now. Would you be like, I'm out?
But I still want to be with you.
I would probably be like, that probably isn't going to work. Well, if you love them so much, I understand. But at the same time, I just feel that, like, I think sex is a big part of a relationship. And so you kind of got to have that connection as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might try and make it work for like a few months and then maybe cracks would start to show.
Cracks would start to show. I think that's what would happen. Yes. When you are
Is my boyfriend still thinking about his ex?
Da, 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 da.
Hey guys, recently me and my boyfriend were having an argument and he called me by his ex-girlfriend's name.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Ooh. For context, we've been together around a year now and they split up about 3 years ago. What does this mean? I can't get it off my mind, worrying if he isn't over her or if I was just or if it was just a genuine mistake.
How I've asked similar him are why, their names?
She hasn't said. I've asked him why he did, and all he could do was deny that he ever said it. He was drunk at the time of the argument.
He was drunk.
So I haven't had a real explanation from him. Are they potentially speaking? I would love your advice, opinions on the situation.
That's annoying me that he's denying it and not just owning up to, like, the fact
that yeah. Oh, I feel like they're texting. I feel like they're back in contact.
Because the fact he's like, no. It's like, it's not that big.
Because if it was your ex from 3 years ago, you're not thinking about them on a regular basis, are you? Unless you're like wanting to go back there.
No, what are you girls talking about? That is not, it's a slip of the tongue from this poor guy.
Yeah.
It's a slip of the tongue. He was drunk.
If he's drunk, I think it's probably a slip of the tongue.
So why is he denying it? Why is he being like, I never said that? Yeah, I mean,
he's embarrassed.
He should just say, "Look, yeah, I was. I don't know why."
The funny thing is, in those arguments, is if you did own it, if you suddenly just went, "I did say that," and what they'd be like, "Okay, yeah,
It's the fact
that when you fib afterwards, that's the
problem.
That's
what makes it look shady.
She's sat here overthinking and thinking. Now she's created this whole situation in her head that he's texting her and they're meeting up and all this. I know how girls think.
Why is he still denying it? That's what makes it shady. He should just say, like, "Oh, whoops."
But would girls think that? They would go down that rabbit hole thinking, well, they must be meeting up, they must be this, they must be that. That's what
I think
thinking.
Some girls would. Paranoia. I think it would definitely place a bit of... If he was like, I never said that, I didn't say that, I'd feel some type of way.
Yeah.
That makes it feel shady. Like, if he actually said it was an accident and it was, like, kind of funny...
I mean, maybe he's even texting someone with the same name as his ex and he's, you know...
Oh, my God. It's the denying it which makes it look so much worse.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Never deny. Never deny. Yeah, That's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen,
shady.
Never deny.
Never
Jamie,
deny.
Jamie, I thought
always
your mantra was deny, deny, deny.
Deny.
Yeah.
Francis. Oh my God.
Dearie me.
That's kind of funny. Ask for forgiveness and
rather than
permission.
Just do it and say sorry later.
I feel like you
terrible.
Told us that last time and I was like, oh, it's a good idea.
It's a great idea. How hot are you in that studio, by the way?
Sweating. Like, it's
no so
idea.
Hot.
We're literally sweating.
Okay, right. Should we do one more?
Let's do one more. Baby.
Okay, we have a question we wanted to ask you guys, which is kind of relevant to our situations with our breakups.
Okay.
So we wanted to ask you, why
we're
do...
We're taken. We're taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Francis
why
and I are taken.
Do... Why do girls and guys like go through breakups at almost opposite ends? Like, why is it that the girl, like, typically, as soon as it happens, the girls are like heartbroken, super upset, and then in a few months they like bloom and they're like, "Woo, we're over it, haha." Yay. Whereas the boys, like, immediately after they're like, "I'm gonna find someone else, I'm gonna sleep
Shagging
with someone else,
girls.
Like, I don't care, like, heartless." And then in a few months they're like, "Oh my God,
missing you, I miss you." Text.
Why do boys? Do it that way round.
I'll
tell you why. So why do... Francis wasn't even listening. I'll tell you why. So the reason is because guys are pretty up for instant relief, right? So they don't look too far ahead. So interestingly, so stereotypically, right, in theory, it takes a guy to fall in love with someone after 2 dates, and it takes a girl 15 dates to fall in love with someone. And the sort of truth the truth behind it is that's why guys fall in love straight away. Oh my God, I love you, I'm obsessed, yes. I'm obsessed. And it says, and the girls will be like, I don't know, they push back. And then supposedly what happens is the guy after 15 dates is a bit bored because he's realised actually he's not in love. And the girl's actually like, no, actually I quite like him now. And that's why what happens is girls normally get screwed over.
God.
So guys don't look too far in the future.
Yeah.
They don't look that far. So what they do is they go, well, right now I'm going to be single. This is going to be great. I can go out and sleep with girls and have fun. But they don't realise the actual emotional effect it's had on them, which only comes out a few months later.
Yeah.
And then what they do is they go, holy shit, actually, I really miss that person. The grass is not greener. She was pretty epic. And now she's gone. And she's over me now because she's strong and all those different
things. Thriving.
Yeah. So as a guy, you always got to be so clear in your head whether you actually want it to end or you just want to go and have a bit of fun. Because if you want to go and have a bit of fun, the grass is never greener. Drop the mic, motherfucker.
That was incredible.
That was a good speech.
Wow. No, honestly, it's so true, right?
There you go.
It makes so much sense now. I feel like I didn't even know that before.
Instant gratification.
That's why in the beginning, guys are all like, you know, I love you, I can see myself being with you, blah, blah, blah. I want to marry you.
And
the girls
are
like,
oh, actually.
And actually, that just turns you off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, look at this.
Too clingy.
Look at this guy
That's
talking
exactly
about marriage
it, guys.
And babies.
That is exactly freaking it.
Fuck. Wow. Incredible.
Damn. Just keep on moving through the beat. Okay, right. One more dilemma and then we will finish. So.
Okay. I love these dilemmas.
Boys are so weird.
No, girls are weird.
No, boys are weird.
With your subwoofers. Get out of here.
We have this one about sleeping with her neighbour. She's moved into a new house at uni with two other girls. And we met the neighbours, five boys who were really lovely and sweet, but I started getting close with one of them. We message and talk most days alongside seeing each other as we share the same garden. He invites me over to chill in his room.
Come take a seat here.
let me put my playlist on and watch movies. Then things start getting heated, but we haven't gone further than kissing. Right. Okay. He wants to be friends with benefits, which I'm okay with, but everyone, basically all her roommates are like, don't get into a friends with benefits entanglement. So what are your boys' opinions on friends with benefits?
So he's saying, let's do it. Everyone's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Like,
can they work?
Okay.
Do you think she could do this and not fall in love with him?
Francis, what do you think?
Well, I think generally the friends with benefits thing is usually more on one person's terms than the other. So invariably it leads to an imbalance of emotional, intimacy.
God, such a professor.
So very scientific, but so accurate.
Look at the smug little look. Look at the smug little look he has. Smug little look he's got on that. I think you have to be so clear in your head that it's just so friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. If you go into
your head, you actually have to be clear up front
with the person.
Because
I'm really clear about this.
Yeah, guys and girls.
I know exactly make this what's clear. Going on.
I wonder if she is.
But you have to be because what tends to happen, is one or the other drifts into feelings, and when the feelings hit. And the other one doesn't want them, it's a real disaster
also,
to get out
of. If they're your neighbour, I mean...
They share a garden.
They share a garden.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I guess they're going to see... The friends with benefits, they're going to see... Maybe they're going to see them coming back with another friend with benefits.
True. You know?
Then maybe they might get... I mean, it depends how...
A bit of jealousy enters the chat, you know.
Oh, God.
I'm very impressed that he's like straight up said, like, I just want to be friends with benefits. Yeah. And not just started sleeping with her to get her hopes up in some sort of way, you know.
He sounds like a psycho. That's what
He sounds like a bit crazy. Like, let's just go into this friends with benefits.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
He just watched the movie on Netflix.
Yeah. I'll be Justin Timberlake. You be Mila Kunis.
Oh my God, we watched that the other day.
We actually watched that the other day.
Oh my
Very
God.
Fresh
wait till you watch Cruel Intentions. We're going to watch Letters from Julia.
Where can we watch Cruel Intentions?
Is
where
it
can
on
we
Netflix?
Watch it?
Oh, Netflix, hey, anywhere. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
No, we actually
it's
fantastic. Will watch it
tonight. It's honestly fantastic.
Okay, we might watch that tonight.
Cruel Intentions.
And your girlfriends will really enjoy Letters to Juliet. It's just a great feel-good movie.
Wholesome.
Okay.
Makes you want to go to Italy.
Did you watch it in Italy?
Yeah, we did.
We did,
Your girlfriends will watch it.
Okay, I'm going to watch that tonight. I can't wait.
Okay, perfect.
No, you'll enjoy it.
Oh, we have to finish on a quote. Okay. Guys, what's your best quote?
Okay, my best quote is... Okay,
quote
here we go. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Ease is a greater threat to success than hardship.
Say that again.
Ease is a greater threat to success than hardship. If it's easy, you will never succeed. Things have to be hard in order to succeed.
Things have to be hard.
They always have to be hard.
Nothing ever comes easy in life.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, guys.
The good things are hard.
Francis, do you have a quote? Are you a quote kind of guy?
I love that quote,
okay, all right.
He's looking at the computer. Look at him. He's Google one.
Good quote.
He pretended to look up and then he looked down at his computer. Yeah, go for it.
What was the top Google search?
The Google quote. No, I'm trying to remember what the one I was going to say was. Something about those who would trade freedom for safety deserve neither.
What the hell? What the hell was that? We were playing Crystal Maze. What was that? What's the answer to the
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin
okay.
Franklin.
Sick. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen.
On that note, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on the Girls Bathrooms.
They're coming on tour with us. We've roped them into it.
Thanks, guys.
So if you come on tour with us in April, these boys will be there.
Hey,
thank you so much for doing this again.
And also, just tell everyone to jump over to our episode on Private Parts.
We did.
We did a funny episode
on
Private
really
Parts.
It was really hilarious.
We spoke about anal beads and Cuban heels.
Cuban heels and leather jackets.
The works.
All Jamie's pastimes.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Thank you. See you next week.
Thank you, boys. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.